Welcome to the Rhythm Hut, home of drumming on the Central Coast. Community space, live music venue, incubation chamber for creativity, oasis for arts and culture. This is the Rhythm Hut podcast.
On today's episode of the Hutcast, we have a dual interview, one with Daryl James and one with Molly Minnington, who came and played here recently. They had a great show, and the effect that it had on the audience was clear. Enjoy. I'm here with Woody McLean and Molly Minnington. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Now, Molly, you've played here before, haven't you?
Yeah, many times.
Yeah, cool. What do you think of the Hut?
It's my favorite venue to play because it's so just intimate and, yeah, I just love it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your support over the years.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're spoken of very highly here. That was, cool. Yeah. So tell me about your music.
Well, my music changes genres a lot, but it originally started off as country, and now it's like, I'd say, more folk rock or something like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's very truthful music. I write it from the heart, and yeah, it's just, my music's just like my diary, so yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I think the world needs transparency right now and emotional outlets, so thank you. Yeah, thanks for stepping up with that. And how long have you two been playing together for?
Oh gosh, probably.
I have no idea.
Maybe 2 months?
Yeah.
Cool.
Very
yeah.
Short amount of time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Molly asked me to help her with a song that she was writing at the current time, which we worked on together and collaborated and then later released. And we'll be performing tonight too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great experience writing that with Molly. I hadn't done too much collaboration before, so it was really nice to see how it worked together.
That's
a team.
Really cool. Yeah.
One.
And what are your future aspirations, both of you?
Gosh.
What does that mean?
Oh, what do you look
your
forward
goals.
To with
oh,
your, with your
okay.
work in the future?
Well, hopefully, just reaching more people. That's like my ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Just having more people connect, and I like my ultimate goal is just to have people coming up to me being like, "That song saved me." Like that's like my ultimate. Goal, like I needed that song at that time, or wow, like thanks for writing that. Like that's like my goals in the future, to have masses say that.
And have you had some people say that when they
yeah.
were
a lot at the Hut, because they used to have fan mail, which was like so good, because like people who didn't want to come up to you would like write saying, oh, this song like made me feel this, and like thank you so much, and like that was like, oh, I was like, no, thank you. So like, yeah.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Anything else you have to say about your music or what you'd like to do?
Oh gosh, my future aspiration is to get an EP out, firstly. It's
yeah.
recorded now, it just needs to be,
it.
It's almost there. But yeah, I guess Molly especially is pretty much unstoppable with her music.
Stop it!
Yeah, no, serious. When we were rehearsing earlier this week, and Molly mentioned that over half of the songs that she's going to perform are new songs that she's written.
Wow.
I just thought that kind of creative stream, to have that continuously on hand, is just incredible and really special.
Well, we're very honored to have you here and very much looking forward to tonight. Thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having
Thanks.
Us. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Hey, Daryl, how you going?
Good, Josh. Thank you. Really well.
Good. We're so happy to have you here at the Rhythm Hut. It was great hearing your sound check.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah.
Instantly, I come in here and it's just such a nice vibe in there.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think of the vibe here and the community space and all that kind of stuff?
Amazing, mate, amazing.
Yeah.
Downstairs is amazing, and obviously you've brought me up here to this space upstairs, and you see the community up here, it's just, yeah, it's lovely.
Pretty thriving space, to be honest.
It feels
like,
very vibrant.
Cool.
Yeah,
to have the professional aspects and also the community aspects, it's really fun, actually.
Yeah.
So, have you played in many community spaces in general?
I have, actually, in the past. I've done it you know, in the years gone by, I've played in a lot of sort of bands that have toured around Europe, and we've played at a lot of squats and things like
yeah,
that,
cool,
and
yeah.
sort of communal spaces. So yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So tell me about your music and tell me about your life.
So yeah, really, well, basically, this part of my journey being in Australia started, well, I guess it's almost 5 years ago that I kind of wound up here. And I was travelling around Asia for about a year, and Europe for about another year before that, and I kind of basically I'd run out of money, and it's either go back home or come over to Australia, where my friend was kind of doing some busking, and he's like, I'll come over here. So I did that, rocked up here with a, you know, backpack and a guitar, about $40, and just got into the busking really, and that was the first time I've really started performing as a solo musician. So yeah, and obviously from there, I really, really enjoyed it. Doing the busking gets your ego in check, you know, yeah. And it's kind of really sorts you out in that sense. And you get used to being kind of ignored in a way too, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, and how to capture people's attention. And
I've done the same thing with hitchhiking. It's my humbler.
Yeah,
So what was it like going from being in a band to doing solo work?
Super daunting, man.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason, you know, it's really, you know, you're very exposed when you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been good. It's been really positive, you know, going through.
Do you feel that shift of confidence and comfortability that happened in your life because of it?
Definitely, man. Yeah, I feel like I've come into myself because I was quite, you know, pretty shy about playing my own songs and stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's nice to be uninhibited by that, you know.
Yeah. And where does the inspiration for your music come from, typically?
Oh, mate, everything. Just life, you know. Life and just thinking, you know. But it's a bit of a mixture of all my experiences and then, you know, deeper stuff, spiritual.
Well, I was going to say, because the reason I was asking, if I'm being blunt, is I'm into spirituality as well. And when I started to read into your lyrics, I was like, oh, dude's tapped in.
Yeah. Well, that's the other side to this journey, you know, finding, well, it sounds cliche, but finding yourself and, you know, just finding that path where I've just discovered, you know, meditation and the yoga sort of side of things and, you know, getting into that state of mind and, it's helped me kind of, I think, understand reality and stuff like that, you know, and so that comes through in my songs a lot, I think.
And do you feel like when people hear your music, they can feel that vibration and come away with that?
I hope so. Yeah. That's what I hope, man. And it's, you know, just that whole alternative. We live in a world where it's like, you know, capitalist society, and it's like spend lots of money, and that's how you gauge success. And I've just found, you know, particularly that there is another way. When I kind of went off traveling, I kind of sold everything that I owned. Bought a one-way ticket out to Asia, you know, and just kind of, it's been a big lesson from there, really, but there is another way.
And to be honest, I knew that because I looked them up and I listened to some of your music and I was like, cool. All right, that's a cool vibe, yeah.
Cool.
Anything else you're looking forward to in the future with your career or anything like that?
Oh, already I want to make a new album, you know. I've just released my first album and I've already got a heap of material, you know, that I just want to get recorded, really. And
that's awesome.
It's hot, you know, when you're a musician, it's like, you know, you do your album, you tour it, and it's like the songs are really old to you already, almost before you even start performing them, because you've gone through the recording process.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some more music out there, you know.
Speaking of which, you did a recent tour, you were saying, like,
yeah
on this tour, what's your highlights, like, is there any highlights from that tour?
I spent 6 months on the road last year, and we kind of went 2 months up and down this coast, but I would say we went out to Europe and the UK too, and we did a gig right out in Sweden, which was really cool. That was a really cool gig. That was definitely a highlight. And the whole road trip, you know, itself was amazing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What was it like in Sweden? What was the difference, could you say?
Oh, it's cool, man. You come across, like, the border in Denmark, and it's just, yeah, it kind of changes. There's big, tall trees, and people are really nice out there, man. People just seem really nice and hospitable and cool.
That's super
cool. You know. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having a seat. I appreciate it a lot.
No worries, Josh. Good to talk to you, man.
Yo, yo, why don't you come again? How many times did you like to my house to the left and the right? Yo, yo, why don't you come on?